Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. Welcome to Scale Podcast. Now, the reason I put these episodes out for you is I just think if I could give you one insight that you could implement, it could make a massive impact on your business. But for me to really give you a lasting effect and really help you, then it might be better for you to get some direct, personalized advice from me. So if you'd like, we can book in a strategy session together. And we'll dissect your business, figure out which problems need fixing, and together we'll create a plan for how to fix those problems so you can scale. If you're interested in this, go to scalementor.com. That's scalementor.com. The reason why I give away these sessions, as you probably already guessed, is because a lot of the time at the end of the call, you figure out that, yeah, we could be a great fit to work together. And if that happens, then we'll talk about how that works. If not, then no worries. You just got a free plan. You can go ahead and implement it. So scalementor.com. You'll see instructions for how to book the call. Enjoy this episode. And thanks again for checking out the podcast. Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. Time for scale tip number 30. So this is the last of the scale tips I'm going to be doing for a little while. And today I wanted to talk about refunds and why I think there's a big problem with refunds and the type of person who asks for a refund. Now, something I learned from Gary Halbert a while ago was that when the people decide they're going to ask for a refund for your product or service, when do they decide they're going to ask for a refund? Now, I thought it was, you know, 15 days or 30 days after they buy the program. Right? They buy a program, they go through it, they decide they don't want it anymore, and then they ask for a refund. In fact, this is not the case, right? People decide they're going to ask for a refund as they're entering their credit card details into your order form. That's when they decide they're going to ask for a refund, right? Most people intend to refund things as they're buying them. So I realize this is true when, you know, you get those tickets through to your support desk from customers who are thinking about buying your stuff. And they will ask you about your refund policy, right? There's a small percentage of customers who do this. In my experience, almost every single customer who double checks the refund policy or even mentions refunds has already got it on their mind and is intending to ask for a refund after they purchase your program. So what's the problem with refunds, and what's the problem with the type of people who intend to ask for a refund? Well, first of all, I do have refund policies with a lot of my programs, right? Usually 30 days, sometimes 60 days, sometimes 90 days. In fact, you can build it into the offer and make your offers more attractive, right? So it's a very good way to actually get more sales. I've done things like not just money back, but get your money back plus an extra $100 if you feel like I've wasted your time. I've done double your money back guarantees with a condition saying, you know, show me that you've tried to do the work and haven't got a result. If you haven't, I'll give you double your money back, right? It's very, very attractive because people think, wow, you know, he's really putting his money where his mouth is. Nobody does this, by the way, because everyone's terrified. Most business owners are too terrified to offer that. And therefore, it's a very effective strategy if you want to make your offer stand out. But there's a big problem with refunds. There's a big problem with refunds. Like, first of all, I have never once asked for a refund in all the hundreds of thousands I've spent on courses and coaching in the past few years. I've bought countless programs. Never once asked for a refund. Here's why. I believe that if you ask for a refund, you actually lack integrity. That's my belief. Because I believe that when you make the commitment to join a program, you should put all of the responsibility on getting a result with that program on yourself. Right? The program creator has built the course. Right? They've put all of their time, energy, expertise into building the program. Now it's your responsibility to use that information and to get a result. And most of the time, if you spend, I don't know, $2,000 or whatever on a course, and you just get one nugget of information,
that you didn't have before and you implement it, you should be able to make a 10 times ROI on that investment in education, right? If you have the right attitude and you really go for it, that is what should happen. So if you go for a program and you consume all the information or even part of the information and then ask for a refund, essentially what you've done is you've got information for free and you haven't paid someone for it. And I believe that lacks integrity. So that is the problem with refunds. I think quite often people who get refunds and you know, often go out, buy something and just refund it, aren't going to be successful. And the reason why is because they're not accepting the responsibility to get results, right? They're pushing the responsibility on the course creator or the coach. And they're saying, right, you have to make me successful, otherwise we're not going to work together. I think it's a lot healthier to not do that and to never ask for refunds, put all the responsibility on yourself. And almost all of the successful people that I know who really have just got unbelievable results never ask for refunds. It's a very interesting pattern. I think it's a sign that you're serious if you never ask for refunds. Now, this is not to say that I'm not going to keep offering them. I mean, there's certain things I offer which there's no refund policy, because I only want to attract the most serious people. So if people are going to ask for a refund, that shouldn't be on the program anyway. But I still offer refunds because, you know, they do boost sales, because there's a risk reversal element, right? And just the knowledge that you could get a refund if it's a scam is a good thing as well, right? Because obviously if I paid money for a program and I didn't get any videos and all the information was just totally wrong, then maybe it would be okay to ask for a refund, right? Because then they haven't delivered on their promise. But personally, that's never happened to me, right? And again, I think it's the responsibility of the customer to judge whether the course creator is an expert or not. And that's relatively easy to do. If you have your wits about you, you can kind of tell. Are they getting people results or are they not? All right. But yeah, those are my thoughts on refunds. I'd welcome your thoughts and you know, what you think about them. Again, I offer them because it makes your offers a lot more attractive. But I don't agree with it. I actually think that if you want to be successful, you should pledge to yourself that you're never going to refund anything and you're going to take all the responsibility on yourself to get results. Cool. Right. If you want to join a group full of really cool people who are scaling their businesses, click the link on the description above this video. You can join the group and you'll get a free training, 30-minute video that teaches you how to use non-linear coaching to scale your business. All right, so it enables you to work with thousands of clients at once, literally, if you want that, or hundreds of clients at once, and not have to put in more than a couple hours coaching time per week. Very, very powerful way of growing your business, selling lots of high-ticket stuff without filling up your calendar. So click the link, join the group, catch you in there, and let's have an amazing new year.